This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The trade dispute between the US and China intensifies, and it's deadline day for British companies to report their gender pay gaps.
Women and men still tend to do very different jobs, and the jobs that women do tend to be the lowest paid.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Good morning. The trade row between the US and China has stepped up a gear. Beijing has hit back after Washington's decision to impose tariffs on more than 1,300 items, from flat-screen televisions to jet engines and robotics. China says it will impose new 25% tariffs on more than 100 items it imports from the US. These include some aircraft and soybeans, described as China's biggest weapon in the trade dispute between the two countries. The BBC's economics correspondent is Andrew Walker.
Something like half of US soybean exports go to China. The trade affected was worth around $14 billion a year. And you're looking at the first round of retaliation from China, the total amount of trade covered was just $3 billion. So clearly the Chinese are taking this very seriously, and they do want to do something that will hurt a significant part of the American economy.
China is trying to take the moral high ground on this, saying the United States has broken WTO rules. Has it, or have they both broken the rules?
Well, the United States certainly alleges that in relation to the question of intellectual property, that China does not provide the protection that is required under WTO rules for other countries' intellectual property. And in particular, the United States alleges that that they have arrangements that basically illegally require American businesses to allow Chinese access to their intellectual property. The Americans have actually made a complaint to the WTO, and they are acting on that complaint without having had a judgment from the WTO. Equally, it must be said, the Chinese are getting in with their retaliation rather more quickly than WTO rules normally would permit.
We've had two rounds in this trade row so far. Where do you think it goes from here?
It is striking that we've had two separate disputes, the first one about steel and aluminium and a separate one about intellectual property. And so far, we've just had one blow from each side. What we've not had yet is repeated escalations in relation to each dispute.
Andrew Walker, let's do the numbers. That US-China trade spat has hit some commodities markets. Soybean futures dropped more than 5%, while corn fell more than 3.5%. Shares in Boeing declined more than 5% in pre-market trade ahead of Wall Street's opening bell, where US equities are poised to open solidly in the red. Now, the world's biggest advertising company, WPP, is investigating an allegation of personal misconduct against its chief executive, Sir Martin Sorrell. Shares in the company, which he founded, have since fallen. Here's the BBC's Victoria Craig.
Sir Martin Sorrell is a hugely successful business leader. He formed WPP in 1985, and it now has 3,000 offices in more than 100 countries. Sir Martin is one of the UK's best-known and highest-paid executives, earning more than $100 million in 2016. The advertising agency's board has appointed an independent law firm to investigate misconduct allegations against its chief executive after media reports about his use of company funds. Sir Martin has rejected any allegation of financial impropriety, quote, unreservedly. It's clear he's confident he'll be cleared by the investigation, saying in a statement his commitment to the company, quote, remains absolute. The company, along with other ad agencies, has been trying to combat reduced spending from clients and increased competition from online giants like Facebook and Google. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Now, the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, says it makes for uncomfortable reading. 9,000 UK firms have been forced to disclose the average difference between the pay of their male and female employees. So far, we've learnt the average woman is paid 10% less than the average man. One of the worst offenders is the airline Ryanair, where the median gender pay gap is 72%. Jemima Olchowski is from the Fawcett Society, which campaigns for pay equality.
The gender pay gap really is an indicator of a whole series of ways that women are excluded from or disadvantaged by our economy. So part of that is women doing the same work, don't get a work of equal value, don't get paid the same as men. Men still dominate the most senior roles. Women and men still tend to do very different jobs, and the jobs that women do tend to be the lowest paid. Women still do the majority of unpaid care work, so they're much more likely to need flexible or part-time work. And again, those jobs are the lowest paid with the fewest opportunities for progression.
How will these disclosures change any of that?
What really matters is what employers do with this information. We're also encouraging people to begin to have a conversation about pay in their workplace, to begin to break the taboo, use this moment and the attention it's generated, and ask your colleagues what they're earning and begin to identify whether there might be some questions of fairness there.
That won't lead to more women in senior positions, though, will it?
That can begin to identify where there might be questions of equal pay, but absolutely. And there, you know, we need some big structural changes and we need employers to take responsibility. If they aren't promoting women properly, they're losing out. And McKinsey have estimated that we could add more than $200 billion to UK GDP by improving performance on gender equality in the workplace.
If the gap doesn't close within a couple of years' time, what action do you think the government should take?
We can see more demanded of employers in terms of the data that they're required to publish. We'd like to see employers doing a full equal pay audit every 3 years, whether those are actually fair and promoting fairness. We'd also like to see employers offering jobs as flexible by default so that more women are able to balance care with a career that enables them to achieve their full potential.
Jemima Olchowski. And finally, the South Korean authorities have warned against the growing craze for a new and bizarre drink. Some are mixing the spirit soju with wasps in the belief it's good for their health. But the government's warned it could be fatal. In London, I'm Rob Young with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.